Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson about last Monday's school board meeting in which the school board conducted two learning sessions. Learning session school board meeting, two learning sessions, actually one educational partners and the other community partner. I guess, Cassie, first off, what did the school district and the school board really get out of those learning sessions?
It was amazing. We really want to thank the 25 individuals who showed up that evening to talk to the school board. We had specific questions that were asked of them, and they had obviously done their homework and a lot of thinking prior to coming. You know, there was a couple of messages that were really, really clear, and one of those would be around partnerships and trying to find the time is really what it comes down to make sure that we are providing opportunities for our children and our students in our community, whether that is being part of an organization as a student member of, you know, one of our service clubs, or doing some job shadowing in our businesses, internships, and helping our students see the bigger picture of our community, if you will. There is so much interest in partnering with the schools and with kids to provide those opportunities for them. And we just really need to take the time and develop a good, strong partnership program that could include a variety of organizations. Those are things that I think in the past years, you know, decades before, school districts really had a great handle on them. And about, I would say, 10 years ago or so, the federal government and the state government around labor laws and mandates and changes in legislation made those very difficult to sustain. And because of safety of children and privacy acts and those types of things, it really put a damper on those types of programs. And for the most part, in a lot of places, they went away. And Knoxville would have been similar, you know, to a lot of other places. And now there's that renewed energy that, ooh, we've realized kids are at a disadvantage when they don't have those opportunities. So we have found additional ways to work with our legislators to get some things turned back around to be more supportive of having kids out and about in the communities and businesses and organizations. And I think the time is right. And it was really refreshing to hear directly from community members and our educational partners that we're ready to go. So let's find time to make it happen. And so I'm really excited. That was probably the biggest theme. The other theme that we heard a lot about focused around respect, which was not surprising to me at all. And as we've had further conversations, our children are mirroring the adult behaviors that they're seeing in our society. And I think if people really started thinking about what are you seeing in the media or on television programs, in the movies, you know, whether it's entertainment factor or newsworthy or even politics, there's a lot of name calling. There is a lot of, I would say, disrespectful types of behaviors that adults in our society are showing our kids, and our kids are paying attention and doing some of similar behaviors. And so that is a concern. And I think it's time for that pendulum to swing back a little bit. And I think we're ready for that. And as a community, I think we heard that there's support out there for maybe tightening up a little bit more and making sure that our definition of being respectful, being responsible, matches up, and we're holding each other accountable, you know, whether that's children or adults. So I thought that was a great conversation as well, and one that the school district was, I think, excited to hear about. And we have another listening session that's going to happen on the 27th that's more of an in-house conversation. We've got representatives from each of our buildings, so we'll have staff that will get to share their ideas with the school board as well. And then the school board in January is going to take all of that information that they have gathered over those four different listening sessions and try to figure out what our priorities should be and what that's going to look like in an action plan. So exciting stuff. And I think the thing that excites me the most is the collaborative efforts. And we know we've got a lot of people who are interested in supporting that work and also being involved with that work and highly engaged. So I think things are definitely headed the right direction. And in the next couple months, there's going to be a lot to share with our community.
Now, you talked about a little bit about in that about how sharing thoughts and things with legislators and stuff like that chance that Knoxville residents and school has to share things with the legislators is coming up December 6th. Take the Knoxville listeners through what exactly that chance is.
We are going to be hosting Representative Hartzell and Senator Sinclair on December 6th at our high school in the Media Center. We are encouraging anyone who supports our school district to show up that night. It will be an opportunity to listen to the senator and representative on their priorities going into the legislative session. Also, a lot of time will be spent just on question and answers. So I know I've heard from many staff members, school board members that plan to be in attendance and ask questions of our senator and representative about where they stand on supporting some issues around school districts in Iowa. How is the legislative session going to focus energies on supporting public education? What can we expect? And to share, you know, some of our priority areas, one of those is going to be an extension on the penny sales tax. You know, we've been talking about that here in Knoxville for the last 3 years, and we think this is the year. It does not cost the state any money at all to extend that, you know, that back end timeline for providing the statewide penny to school districts. And so in a budget year where finances are going to be a challenge, that is something they could do for us that really it helps us keep our facilities up to date. It gives us some resources into the future to plan on so that we can be doing things a little sooner than maybe we would have to if we had to wait for the sales tax to be extended down the road. So we're really excited to have them coming to Knoxville. It's going to be an opportunity for anyone in the community to come and ask questions. We will start at 5:30, and we really don't have a cutoff time. So hopefully the senator and the representative will be willing to stay for a couple hours and have a good conversation with us.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at knikrls.com.